Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is the podcast for March 30th, 2012.
The Science Update Podcast is produced by AAAS, advancing science, serving society.
These cells can sort of burn off extra calories.
If you open up the windows, that breeze will literally blow the tiny microscopic particles that hold the virus away.
When you make these cells, you can resist the weight gain when given a high-fat diet.
This week, how the heart burns fat and why health-related websites may be scaring people unnecessarily. But first, Suzanne Bard answers a listener's question.
One of our listeners has heard that viruses can live for several hours outside the body. He wants to know if opening all the windows in a building will spread those germs around, infecting more people. We consulted infectious disease specialist William Schaffner of Vanderbilt University School of Medicine. He says not to worry because a relatively high concentration of a virus is needed in order to infect otherwise healthy people.
People who spread these viruses do so usually within 3 feet of another person. If you open up the windows, that breeze will literally blow the tiny microscopic particles that hold the virus away, and so it will make the transmission of the virus much less likely.
And if you have a science question, give us a call at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT. If we use your question, we'll send you a Science Update mug.
Thanks, Suzanne. More and more people are using online symptom checkers to decide whether to see a doctor. But according to Arizona State University psychologist Virginia Kwan, the way the symptoms are listed on the website can affect their decision. Her team found that when common symptoms like headache and fatigue were grouped consecutively, people felt they were more likely to have the illness in question.
When you look at those symptom checklists and you say, oh, I have this, I have this, I have this, it's more likely to feel their medical risk is higher.
However, alternating common symptoms with rare ones, like a lump on the neck, made people less worried. The effect was strongest for relatively short lists. But Kwan says that medical websites may want to tailor their symptom lists for each illness, depending on whether it's often missed or tends to attract unfounded worry. In other news, Israeli researchers report in the journal Advanced Materials that they've built electronic circuits using protein molecules found in blood, milk, and mucus. The proteins self-assemble into semiconductor films that can be used to build computer displays and logic circuits. The organic circuits could be far smaller than conventional silicon chips and are also biodegradable.
And in other protein news, a protein called P53 is often referred to as the guardian of the genome because it destroys cells with damaged DNA, a process known as cell death. Now, geneticist Haifan Lin and his colleagues at Yale University have discovered another protein, Pumilo-1, that controls the activity of P53.
We find a molecule called Pumilo that can regulate how much of the P53 molecules should be produced in the first place.
Lin says that Pumilo-1 is the cell's way of controlling cell death efficiently. Too much Pumilo-1 leads to too much cell death, like in male infertility when too many sperm are killed. But too little Pumilo-1 leads to not enough cells dying, a problem in cancer. The researchers now plan to study Pumilo-1 as a potential drug target for these diseases.
Thanks, Suzanne. When your pulse quickens, your heart releases a hormone called NPRA that helps you burn fat. This according to a study at the Sanford Burnham Research Institute in Orlando, Florida. Diabetes and obesity researcher Sheila Collins says the hormone has a similar effect to that of adrenaline, which converts energy-storing white fat into energy-burning brown fat. She and her colleagues experimented on white fat cells in the lab.
When we gave them either synthetic adrenaline or these heart hormones, they could turn on all the machinery of becoming a brown fat cell and being active at wasting energy. These cells can sort of burn off extra calories.
The findings help explain how vigorous exercise helps you lose weight.
When you make these cells, you can resist the weight gain when given a high-fat diet.
It could also lead to new obesity treatments that either boost or imitate the heart hormone's activity. That's our show for this week. Next week, we'll reveal plans to snag a comet with a harpoon. Until then, tune into the Science Update Podcast Daily Edition every day, Monday through Friday. You can find it on our website, scienceupdate.com, or at iTunes. You can also check out Science Update's fan page on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.